Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with new legal trouble for former WWE Chairman Vince McMahon. Two more women have stepped forward to accuse McMahon of rape and sexual assault and demand legal and/or financial restitution, according to a story yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. One is Rita Chatterton, the former referee who 30 years ago had originally alleged that McMahon raped her in his limousine in 1986, then dismissed her as a result of her refusing sexual advances. The other is a spa worker who charges that McMahon sexually assaulted her while at the California establishment where she worked in 2011 in an allegation not made public until now. Chatterton's lawyers are asking for $11.75 million in damages for their client. McMahon has long denied Chatterton's accusations and filed a defamation lawsuit against her in 1993, which was later withdrawn. McMahon resigned from his corporate positions within WWE last July amidst the litany of allegations that he paid up to $12 million in hush money to former female company employees to keep quiet about previous sexual affairs and a pattern of alleged behavior that stretched back as far as 2006. Despite stepping down, McMahon remains WWE's largest stockholder. The new legal challenges come as WWE's board of directors is reportedly considering legal action against McMahon for any potential damage caused to the company by his alleged misconduct. According to the report, McMahon has refused to pay settlements to either Chatterton or the former spa worker, with WWE's auditors at Deloitte & Touche advising the company that any resolutions of the new claims might have to be publicly disclosed. McMahon has also allegedly indicated to those close to him that he regrets stepping down from his leadership role with WWE and wants to attempt a comeback, believing the allegations against him will blow over. New York and California, the two states where the new charges are being filed, recently put laws into place allowing for a one-year window during which alleged victims of sexual abuse can file lawsuits otherwise barred by normal statutes of limitation. The Wall Street Journal report came out on the same day as the documentary The Nine Lives of Vince McMahon, which aired last night on Vice TV and touched on many of the scandals and improprieties that have surrounded McMahon over his decades of running WWE. In ratings news, last Monday night's Raw live on the USA Network drew the lowest viewership for a standard airing of the show in nearly a year and a half, and the second lowest key demographic rating of 2022, according to WrestleNomics. Average viewership for the show was 1.472 million, down 4.16% from last week's 1.536 million. That's according to ShowBuzz Daily. In the hour breakdown, Hour 1 drew 1.482 million viewers, Hour 2 grew to 1.547 million, and Hour 3 dropped to 1.388 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.37, down nearly 10% from last week's 0.41 rating. The 0.37 rating translates to 483,000 viewers. This was the lowest overall viewership for a standard airing of Monday Night Raw since the July 5, 2021 episode. Turning to NXT, Roxanne Perez ended Mandy Rose's NXT Women's Championship reign at 414 days, beating her in 9 minutes and 48 seconds with her Pop Rocks finisher in the main event of NXT Live last night on the USA Network. Perez spoke backstage about the title win after the show went off the air.
No, I'm sure you saw, I just broke down into tears out there, but everything was worth it. All the trials, the tribulations, the ups and the downs, everything, every single thing was so worth it. And this is proof to every little girl out there that no matter what you tell yourself, no matter what doubts there are in your mind, it can happen. You can become the NXT Women's Champion.
Perez earned the title shot and storyline with her victory in the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge match last Saturday night at NXT Deadline. Rose had been champion since defeating Raquel Gonzalez in October of 2021. Rose was the third longest reigning champion in the 9-year history of the title, behind only the reigns of Asuka and the second reign of Shayna Baszler. The episode also featured the NXT TV debut of Lyra Valkyria, who had previously appeared in NXT UK as Aoife Valkyrie from 2020 to 2021. In her first match, Valkyria defeated Amari Miller, winning by pinfall after a frog splash. In other NXT results, Duke Hudson pinned Damon Kemp, JD McDonagh defeated Brutus Creed, Ikemen Jiro defeated Javier Bernal, Odyssey Jones went over Von Wagner, Gigi Dolan and JC Jane won by disqualification over Ivy Nidal and Tatum Paxley due to outside interference from Katana Chance and Caden Carter, and Wes Lee topped Channing Stacks Lorenzo. Donovan Dijak appeared after the match to confront Lee, but was attacked by Tony D'Angelo. In Lucha Libre news, independent promotions in the United States will be unable to stream any matches featuring AAA Mega Champion El Hijo del Vikingo, according to the guidelines of Lucha Libre AAA. This was clarified yesterday in an announcement from Game Changer Wrestling in reference to Vikingo's upcoming GCW debut Friday night at the America's Most Wanted event in Los Angeles, where he's scheduled to face Blake Christian. The rest of the card will be aired on Fight TV, but Vikingo's match will not be included in the live stream and will only be seen by the live audience at the venue. Lucha Blog reports that this rule may also apply to video on demand, but that has not been officially confirmed. Vikingo, who has reigned as AAA Mega Champion for over a year, acquired his work visa to wrestle in the United States in October. In news from Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling will be holding its first ever event in the Australian state of New South Wales, according to an official press release. The inaugural Oceania Cup event, funded in part by the New South Wales government, is scheduled for the city of Wagga Wagga and is set to take place over 4 days. The exact dates have yet to be announced. Said New Japan President Takami Obari, quote, "This iconic event will accelerate the local economy by putting Wagga Wagga on the world map and exhibiting it as a great location for future events," unquote. The Oceania Cup is part of New Japan's new Oceania brand Tamashii, which launched earlier this year. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.